Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 now and 59 degrees. A motorcyclist was critically injured in a crash in northwest Wichita. The Highway Patrol says it happened Tuesday afternoon at I-235 and Meridian when the 50-year-old rider lost control on the exit ramp to Meridian. He went off the ramp and struck a road sign. Wichita City Council has denied a permit for a cell tower that was to be built in a North Riverside neighborhood.
The proposal for an 80-foot-tall cell tower at West 18th Street and North Woodland Avenue had triggered a large protest in the neighborhood. The District Advisory Board denied the proposal earlier this year, while the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission twice approved it. Councilmember Cindy Claycomb said several factors weighed into her decision to vote no to the tower.
First, the character of the neighborhood. Second, the zoning uses of the property nearby. And third, the suitability of the subject property.
The council voted 5-2 to deny the permit. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita area Crime Stoppers asking for help to solve the robbery of a Family Dollar store in which an employee was injured by a suspect with a knife.
On April 30th, two suspects, both armed with knives, entered the Family Dollar store at 13th and Oliver. They demanded money from an employee who was behind a register.
She was unable to do that, and in the process, she was actually cut by one of the suspects and received a minor injury. She was then pushed down towards the other register to try to get that one open, and that's when one of the suspects realized that there was a second employee in the store.
Wichita Police Officer Kevin Wheeler says the employee was able to get the second register open. After pocketing the cash, the suspects turned their attention back to the first register, which was opened by both employees. The suspects then took the cash and fled on foot.
Hopefully someone knows something about this. Maybe these guys were out in the public talking to their friends, or someone knows something to where they feel comfortable enough to give us a call or submit a tip anonymously, because we definitely need to get this solved, especially when cases when there's someone who's injured, even if it was minors.
You can see surveillance photos of the suspects and their descriptions in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about this crime, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit a tip online, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 22-year-old Hutchinson woman is alive despite being hit by a train as she walked home from work. Hutchinson Police Lieutenant Rob Rowe says Anais Salters suffered deep cuts and a broken arm when she was hit Monday night, apparently by the train's cow guard. Salters told police that she heard the train behind her but didn't realize how close she was to the tracks. Rowe said the BNSF railway train was traveling about 25 miles per hour when Salters was hit.
The president's plan to fund a lunar mission is coming under fire for diverting funds from education.
President Trump is promising NASA $1.6 billion to plan and launch America's return to the moon. Critics say the White House is diverting Pell Grant money for the program, saying it could jeopardize aid for future low-income college students and trigger a budgeting crisis. In addition to the plans to put American men and women back on the moon within 5 years, the administration wants to steer several billion dollars more from the Pell Grant surplus to other government programs. Opponents say the surplus is needed in the event of a surge in demand for the grants. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Oregon choose school funding over preventing another measles outbreak.
The legislature has killed a bill aimed at getting more kids vaccinated as part of a deal to pass a tax hike on big businesses for school funding. That's despite the fact it passed the House and had enough votes to get through the Senate. The measure would have made it harder for families to opt out of required shots, barring children from attending school who don't get them in most cases. Health officials say Oregon has the highest rate of unvaccinated kindergartners in the U.S. There have been over 800 confirmed cases of measles across the country this year, the most since 1994. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
America's baby bust isn't over. A government report shows U.S. birth rates last year reached record lows for women in their teens and 20s. That resulted in the fewest babies born in 32 years. According to Wednesday's report, the only two groups with slightly higher birth rates last year were women in their late 30s and those in their early 40s. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a quiet start to the day in south-central Kansas, we will be mostly sunny, warming up quickly this afternoon. Low 80s at noontime, 88 for the high. Clear and 65 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy and 89. Our weather pattern changes this weekend with showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday and off and on through early next week. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 59 degrees, and we have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. A boxer who kissed a reporter without her consent during a post-fight interview must complete a sexual harassment course and pay a $2,500 fine before officials will consider lifting his suspension. The California Athletic Commission decided unanimously yesterday that Kubrat Pulev can reapply to have his boxing license reinstated if he meets the conditions by July 22nd. Until then, he can't fight anymore in North America. Pulev was suspended in March after he grabbed reporter Jenny Rivallo's head in his hands and planted a kiss on her lips following his seventh round knockout of Bogdan Dinu. The Bulgarian heavyweight apologized to Rivallo during yesterday's commission hearing. Well, there you go. Nothing that I would hate worse than having a boxer after a match give me a kiss right on the lips, Ted, I guess. That must have been pretty creepy. Mother's Day took on a special meeting for a particular resident of Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo, Raleigh. A western lowland gorilla gave birth early Sunday morning. Zoo officials say the male infant was born around 2 a.m. to Raleigh and Dad Quan. The newborn, which weighs between 4 and 5 pounds, has no name yet. His dad weighs more than 400 pounds. Mm. And a zoo curator says officials feel the newcomer is on a really good trajectory to reach that size. He's going to be as big as dear old dad. The infant makes his public debut today when his enclosure reopens to the public. So a new baby gorilla at the Chicago Zoo. Of course, that gorilla exhibit at Sedgwick County Zoo is a big, big favorite of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I just love it. I mean, I can sit there and kind of get eye contact with those guys through that window all day.
Yeah, ever since they added that. Very popular.
Yeah, very, very popular. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The cattle complex saw some new lows for the current slide lower and closed negative Tuesday after starting the session with triple-digit gains. The news-wise is very quiet for the cattle with nothing to report from our feed yards. The lean hogs continued to trade higher yesterday after some limit up closes back on Monday. And most of the lean hogs closed yesterday with triple-digit gains. On the close, June cattle, 25 cents lower at 109.50. August feeder cattle down 60 cents at 142.50. And June hogs, $2.45 higher at 89.12. Now Tuesday, the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex closed strong to the upside, short covering by the
Did we lose Tom there? I guess we did. All right, Tom. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities now, 6:39. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And Ted, you had an interesting day down at the police department yesterday. We brought back a couple of stories that were, you know, they were a little complicated, but the one of them was really strange, and that was the RV story, where this couple apparently had murdered a man, stabbing him to death, and then left him in the back of the RV, and they were driving around.
Apparently stole the guy's truck and RV and stabbed him to death and just left him in the RV.
Hmm. Hard to explain. I guess maybe there is no explanation for that kind of behavior. But and the other thing, you and I were talking a minute ago off air. One of the things you pointed out is so many of the stories you're seeing now, especially with the violent people, perpetrators that they round up, and people that the police are arresting now, they have outstanding warrants.
They already have outstanding warrants.
Yeah.
So they're already doing bad stuff.
Okay.
They just arrest them because they're doing worse stuff.
Yeah, and they're still out there running around. And I guess, how do you serve warrants? Well, That would take a lot of time and effort, I guess, to serve every warrant in town. Looks like there are a lot of people with outstanding warrants.
Sure are. Seems like it these days.
Every now and then they show up in some violent confrontation.
Ugh, it's not good.
All right. 6:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He's going to talk about when do you dump a losing investment? That is a good question. I'm sure Don will have a good answer for us. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.